Blog Talk Radio.
We are victorious. We are victorious.
I learned about the kingdom, and now I understand Christ. All they talked about was kingdom. Begin to seek his face, and grace brought me to the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
You see, I accepted Christ at a young age. I was brought up in the church. I was taught the ways of tradition and religion. You know, I knew it. I could walk it, talk it, speak it, live it. But you see, it never kept me. And all the watered-down gospels and scared tactics, they never worked for me. So as a child, I went back and forth and back and forth. And I was in the church and out the church and in the church and out the church. And then when I became an adult, I gave my life to Christ for real. And when I gave my life to Christ for real, I came to a place where I began to seek his face. And that's where I was introduced to worship. And worship brought me to this place where I began to seek God, and he began to open up things to me, things that I had never sought before. And he brought me to Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's that about?
The kingdom. It changed my life when I learned about the kingdom.
Yeah.
And now I understand Christ, cause all he talked about was kingdom.
That's all he talked about.
Begin to seek his face, and grace brought me to the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
So let's move back to this place of Matthew 6 and 33. God said, daughter, I want you to start seeking my kingdom. And as I became acquainted with him and I would pray, you know, I kept hearing kingdom, 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 seek my kingdom, seek me higher, daughter. And I was confused because to me, the kingdom was the church and the church was the kingdom. But then God starts saying, no, daughter, the church is not the kingdom and the kingdom is not the church. The kingdom is my rule, my reign, my government. The kingdom is what you belong in. You are the church. The church is my ambassador and the gathering places are my embassies. And when you come in, I am the commander in chief. I give you information. I download that information for you to manifest into the world. See, my kingdom has to be made manifest because Adam lost it. But Jesus gained it back for you. And when Jesus gained it back for you, it was given for you to manifest into the world. You use the different vehicles to take over the realms of the world. You're taking over family dynamics. You're taking over economics. You're taking over business. You're taking over the arts and media. I'm going to give you a vehicle to use. And the vehicle that you're going to use to get this accomplished is...
Music, music.
The kingdom. It changed my life when I learned about the kingdom. And now I understand Christ, cause all they talked about was kingdom. Begin to seek his face, and grace brought me to the kingdom. The kingdom of God.
You see, I accepted Christ at a young age. I was brought up in the church. I was taught the ways of...
Amen. The kingdom. Praise the Lord. The kingdom. That song is by Donata Dawson. I think I'm saying her name right. I love that song, The Kingdom. Amen. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Amen. And that's what we ought to be doing daily and continuously. Amen. All right, let me play this board here. I want to welcome everyone here. This is Kingdom Advance Radio Ministry, and I am your host, Ambassador Odelia Jackson, and the speaker, and the Holy Spirit is always, always our teacher. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Trying to open up the other line here. 1 minute. Amen. I think we there now. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, so I want to welcome everyone here. Thanks for being here. Whether you're on a Spreaker, Block Talk Radio, or other devices that you may be using, the phone, the number to call in when we have open the lines for comments. Anybody have any questions or add to's of what we heard tonight? You know, the lines will be open like 9 o'clock. 760-283-0834. 760-283-0834. Amen. So I hope you got your constitution, which is the Bible, and paper, pen, whatever you take.